How quickly do you think Connor can assimilate to your college program and kind of become a factor for you guys?
I think that's a blessing of junior college, and especially the situation we're in at Western Nebraska is there's a lot of turnover. There's not a lot of returners for us. And so I think Connor has an equal opportunity to go ahead and put his prints on the program in any way that he can possibly, you know, whether it's knocking down shots, defending and rebounding. You know, a lot of it's going to be up to him, and a lot of it's going to be to, you know, kind of how the chemistry of the team continues to grow when it's a lot of new faces out there.
Obviously, he can hit the outside shot, and there's always a place on a college roster. We've seen that with guys from Scottsbluff for you the last couple of years. What are the areas he's going to have to show you that he can do well to get minutes?
I just don't think kids really understand how hard you actually have to play in college to be successful, especially to become elite, how it's the little bit of getting better each and every day after day, and stacking days on top of days into weeks and weeks into years. And it takes a lot of time to become really good. And so I think Connor will have to accept that it's going to take a lot of investment on his part mentally and physically, and have to continue to show up even after days that weren't so great, and there, you know, you go through some failures.
Appreciate it, man. Obviously, you talked a bit about what Connor meant to the program. What about this year specifically with some of the negative stuff that happened? People forget that the schedule is always so difficult, so you can't really look at record for the Cats right out of the gate sometimes, but the record was what it was, and people were starting to maybe look around and wonder what was going on. What did a kid like Connor, a senior, kind of mean for pulling things together and getting it straightened out?
Yeah, I think he was, you know, I think Connor was frustrated. He didn't get going quite as quick as we thought he would, but the thing was, he just kept on trying to get the team better, and that's really all he cared about, was finding a way to win games. And you know, a guy coming back that's a leading scorer, you might expect them to think, oh, I got to score points to make us win or whatnot, but that wasn't the case. He was like, how can I get better rebounding, passing the ball, taking care of the ball, in order to help us win, and that was a huge key, because, you know, at times he deferred a little bit to some other guys when took for the betterment of the team, and there was times where he came out and he was firing and he was trying to score to help us win, but he kept us on track, I think, and really got us back on track with his leadership and his positivity.
One game I know he came out firing was the first game of his varsity career. Didn't play varsity minutes as a sophomore. First game of his junior year, really burst on the scene with 30-plus. What were you kind of thinking that opening night when he dropped that many on Alliance? I can remember us talking after the game thinking, well, we found the go-to guy right out of the gate.
I don't know. One of the first things was maybe like, last year I kind of looked stupid for not playing him, but no, we expected that from him, maybe not to that extent. He was always very, very talented offensively. It was just some other aspects of his game that maybe held him back a little bit that sophomore year, and we knew he was going to come be able to score for us, and he was definitely active in the gym in the off season and got himself to that point. But yeah, he didn't just knock on the door. He kicked it in on that first game. So I know he's got some work to do heading to college, but I fully expect him to be successful.